3. The climax of my pleasure that evening, and the final assurance that my job was going to be a holiday, came when I met the children. While finishing my tea, and after that settling the various little pieces of domestic business to do with my ration book, my washing, shopping, and so forth, I had learned from Mrs. Sarkissian that Dr. Ravelin was back at Ringstone's, but that he would not be free until dinner. I wanted, before then, to have got over what I looked upon as something like the moment of receiving the question paper in an examination. The first moment, I felt, would tell me whether I could do it or not, whether my job at Ringstone's was going to be a delight or a misery. The children, Mrs. Sarkissian said, were somewhere about the house waiting to see me. She had told them they were not to bother me until I had had my tea. We went from her room, through the house, into the front hall. Then she peeped through a door into a small sitting room. "That's their room," she said. "But they're not there. Wait a minute, I'll go call them." She went away down a passage and left me to look round the hall. A wide oak staircase with one turn led up to a little gallery from which, it seemed, the upstairs passages led off. The banisters and rails were richly carved and turned. The hall itself was panelled nearly to the top of the walls, and there were several dark old paintings hanging up, but no collections of arms or heads of animals, such as I expected to see in such a house. I wondered if Dr. Ravelin's predecessors had all been students like himself. By one wall was a big chest ornamented with intricate brasswork and studded all over with brass nails. And on the stone flags were several dark red rugs which I thought must be Persian. I wandered round, gazing up at the dim pictures, and finally came back to the foot of the stairs where I stood on the bottom step, leaning against the stout carved endpost of the banisters and looking across the hall out at the brilliant picture of sunlit grass and trees framed by the half-open front door.